This is an executive summary of government leased, GSA, DSDs, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Few tenants carry stronger credit than the United States government, and that strength has made government leased real estate a sought-after property type inside Delaware statutory trusts, DSDs, used for 1031 exchanges. A government leased, often called a GSA, DST holds one or more buildings leased to a federal agency, typically through the General Services Administration, the federal government's real estate arm, or directly to a government agency. The draw is tenant credit. Rent is ultimately backed by the U.S. government, which makes the income stream exceptionally reliable and the default risk very low. As a DST, the fractional beneficial interests qualify as like-kind real property for a 1031 exchange, under IRS Revenue Ruling 2004-86, so an exchanger can defer capital gains tax while owning passive, high-credit real estate. But government leases have their own quirks. They're often long yet can include early termination rights, and the government can vacate or relocate at lease end, so renewal and continuation risk is real. This guide explains how GSA lease DSDs work, the government's tenant credit, lease terms and renewal risk, the income stability they offer, and how to evaluate a GSA DST. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.